Today's reading is from the prophecy on the Golden Age of Light and the Nation of Nations. On the second day of February, it being the 18th year following the proclamation of the child out of the Sun of Righteousness, the fifth day of the man's arrival in the city of Shanghai, the eternal light shone in the eyes of his spirit, and he heard the melodious voice of the angelic child speaking to his soul, saying, "A sixth prophecy is revealed. The new golden age of light is upon the world. A new people will come forth by means of this manifesting light and form themselves into a nation of nations to inherit the earth in time to come. The former things will pass away, people, nations, and the old world. Many false prophets have risen in times past, claiming to be Christ. Still others have put words into the mouth of Jesus, distorting his teachings and making claims of authority. Whole churches have been built in such manner, leading the peoples of the world astray. But now God has appeared in the heavens as great light, burning brighter than any light of nature. It is a spiritual light, the image of his being manifesting at his second advent. God is no longer silent. He sends forth his strong light to judge the nations and peoples of the world with the fire of the Sun of Righteousness. Both the power of heaven and of the material universe carry God's word to judge the races by his great truth and justice. God manifest is judge, prophet, priest, and Messiah. He has appeared to claim all that is his. He will no longer hear the petitions and prayers of the people. He turns from sacrifices, rites, and ceremonies. He rejects all mediators. Too long have the nations and the peoples turned away from divine teachings. Too long have the governments of the earth refused to recognize God's power to rule and govern what is his. His messenger has proclaimed his appearance. His laws have been revealed. It has been ordained that the peoples of the world offer up thanksgiving to God as Savior and Redeemer and vow to live the way. God's light judges the world, all peoples of every race and nation. Far too long have the people entrusted their fate by consent to the will of the wicked. Far too long have the peoples and nations of the world ignored God's laws of nature and of heaven. Now God intends to reclaim the peoples of the world. By the manifestation of his image and word, God now governs with the power of his authority. God has entrusted the fate of the people of the world into their own hands. It will be by their own choosing whether they elect to serve God or those earthly powers who have usurped and seized hold of the rights of the people. If they elect to serve God, they are empowered to use the name of God, manifest in his second advent, to form themselves into a spiritual nation, guided not by the will of man, but by the will of God. If they elect to continue their own earthly ways, then they are to be judged harshly by the truth and justice of God's light. The community is to preach to the churches of apostate Christendom first in America and then in the world. After this, it is to preach to all religions in accordance with other prophecies given. The nation will have its beginnings from out of those religions whose members profess to believe in God. Preach to all peoples and all nations of the world, declaring that God has established a new people and a new nation. Call out to every race of every nation to unite together into this new nation of God. Once established, this nation of nations, God's nation existing in the world, will form part of the golden age of light. The formation of the nation of God in harmony with God's will shall be blessed among all peoples of the earth. Its members are to go forth proclaiming that freedom and liberation have come under God. Its members have nothing to fear as long as they hold to the way and live the life of righteousness and truth that God has ordained. This is to represent a revolution of the people against tyranny and oppression. God wills that the people become free in order to live a spiritual life in harmony with natural and supernatural law. By forming themselves into a nation under God's law, the people will assume spiritual authority over the earth under divine guidance. God's law is absolute and supreme. He uses the sustaining powers of the universe. The light from the sun and the stars is imbued with his will. All of nature responds to the Creator. He who created the sun and the stars uses these powers of life to codify truth and justice in creation. Humankind no longer can do as it wishes. It exists under the law of God in a way not known before. The final age of the world has come. The holy light of God will transform the peoples and the world which they inhabit into a state of goodness. That which God has given, he can rightfully reclaim. God would that the world be good, as he intended it for it to be in the beginning of creation. Man's supposed free will has been eternally subject to the laws of nature. Man conforms to these laws over which he has no control. With the intervention of God from out of the sun that rules the earth by its light and energy, and that subjects it to the laws inherent in that energy and light, man's will is subject to God. If the races of the earth continue living under the present laws created by humankind, their governments who disavow God's presence, governmental laws created for civil order at the exclusion of godly order, the earth and its peoples will experience nature in revolt. The Church of the Second Advent has been founded by God's word as a divine command. This church has been entrusted with new laws, statutes and judgments, ordinances, precepts, concepts, institutes, doctrines, and teachings based on a new scripture. Its purpose is to instruct the races of the world so that they can live in accordance with them. God has willed that this church become a spiritual nation, accepting God as ruler over the heavens and the earth. It is God's will that this nation free itself from all those laws that do not conform to God's divine plan for human redemption. Thus, each citizen of the nation lives not by human will, but by divine will. To create such a nation and gain recognition from human society involves a devotion of person, which must stem from a belief and trust in God and in his power to make things as he wills them to be. The great school is to train the wise in order to instruct the world. And the wise shall be the enemy of the wicked and unrighteous, teaching peace and wisdom and the establishment of God's divine law. And we will now have the blessings.